Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Pretty covered a lot of that.
Yeah, it was like 10 things you didn't know about Hitler, and I think we, like, most of it I knew.
Yeah.
Or there was like one thing that I was like, well, I don't think I knew that, but I'm not surprised. But like, I didn't realize that at one point Hitler was homeless. Like, for years, literally, he was homeless. And, like, he went to go to art school, and they were like, well... And, like, the head of the art school himself, like, looked at it, and he was like, your paintings are really nice. Like, your buildings and scenery are beautiful. You love your landscapes. You just can't draw people worth shit.
Yeah.
So we're not going to accept you. And he was like, oh, fuck. And then Hitler was just homeless in Vienna for years. And then he became Hitler, so.
And then he became the man we all know him as.
Yeah. Man. I mean, what do you think about it? Like, Hitler is so close to being an inspirational story. And then they're like, and then he killed millions of people, and you're like, ah, almost.
Yeah, it's true. It's like the guy that, like, you know, he, like, down and out, he was like a war hero, World War I, and then he became, I didn't even really know he was homeless, but he, you know, he's all down on his luck, and he tries to go to art school and fails, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, he's the president of the country, and, you know, all this stuff, and then it just turns out that he's the biggest hate monger in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And tried to exterminate an entire group of people, or basically anyone that wasn't white.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought. Oh, okay. So.
Frankenstein. I seem to have lost my train of thought.
No, he's. The thing is, like, he's in World War I. And he almost dies, and then the person lets him go. And right there, like, that's the start to a great story.
Yeah.
And then, like, he wants to be an artist, there's also a part where he was, like, told that he wasn't going to be a great leader in, like, military school or whatever. Or when he was in the army, they were like, you will never be a leader of men. Like,
yeah.
you don't have the ability to do that. So include that there, and then this is in the, like, the Disney version of Hitler. And then if you talk about his dream of being an artist, and then him being rejected and him living on the street for years, and then he starts to get into politics and rises up and becomes the leader. If you cut it off where he rises up to be leader of Germany and unites the country after the events of World War I, if you cut it there, it's a fantastic story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's potentially very uplifting.
Yeah, you just end it, like, with, like, the parade of him after his, like, being sworn in. And yeah. Just end it there, and just, like, with a great, like, big epic song, and showing him riding down the street in his fucking Mercedes, and he'd be like, you know what, that's not that bad. He's got that weird salute, he's got a terrible haircut, these people seem a little too enthralled with him,
but he came from nothing,
but it's okay. But it's like, if you don't cut the movie there, like, if you let it go 2 seconds too far, yeah. He becomes the worst person to ever live.
It's like, it's, you have to cut it off right before he invades Poland. Like, right before that happens.
I say before that.
You gotta end it before he invades Poland.
At the very least. I think some shit was going on before that.
Was it?
Yeah, he was really sticking it to the Jews before the war started.
Oh, yeah, you know what, you're right. All the laws, yeah. And the ghettos and stuff started before that.
the Glasnost and the Night of the Glass, and he can't, not in the Disney movie.
Well, when did he marry Eva Braun?
He didn't actually marry Eva Braun until the very end. Apparently they were wed in the bunker before they died.
Oh, that's right. Okay, but when did he like get with Eva Braun?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know when he got with Eva. They were together most of the time, I thought. But I don't know. I don't know if it was before he became Chancellor or after.
Because I'm wondering, can we cut it at where him and Eva Braun get together? Seem like it's a little bit of a love story too, because that would be really uplifting, and then, you know, we just ignore everything else.
That's a lot of ignoring. Like, but, what if he didn't get together with Eva Braun until like 1939?
Let's see.
You're just glossing over everything else. It'd be kind of funny, though.
I think it's... I'm just skimming Wikipedia right now, and it looks like they met in 1935, maybe 36.
Okay. So he was already Chancellor by then. Because I think he became Chancellor in 33. Because then when was the Berlin Olympics?
Yeah,
36, right?
That was 36. Yeah, 33 is the Chancellor.
Okay. And then he started his craziness soon after that with all his anti-Jew shit. And then met Eva in 35, Olympics in 36. And then, of course, they started taking over some of the small countries that no one really gave a shit about, and everyone was just like, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, everyone's like, we gotta give them more land to shut them up, and then...
Yeah, go ahead, take over Czechoslovakia.
That turned out to be a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's so much... I'm trying to look it up to see when, like, shit really started, but it's hard to...
What was the name of that British Prime Minister? His last name was Chamberlain, I keep wanting to say Wilt.
No, it wasn't...
No, it was Neville.
Yeah, Neville.
He was a fucking retard.
I'm trying to look, and Wikipedia does not easily break this down on the Hitler page as to, like, when shit started. I want
his
them to
relationships?
No, I mean, when, like, he started being evil.
Oh.
Like, when he really started to do evil shit.
Okay. Like, he was probably always evil, but like, when he actually had the ability to carry out his evil shit.
Yeah, like when he really started.
Honestly, I think it was pretty early. I mean, I think he started instituting some shit in probably like 34.
Actually, it says on May 2nd, 1933. Like, that's 5 months after he became chancellor, it looks like. Oh shit, I lost again. All trade unions were forced to dissolve and their leaders were arrested, some of whom were sent to concentration camps. So. Yeah. He pretty much started shit right away.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was going to say, obviously it was a couple of years later, but I knew that I know the United States considered boycotting the Olympics in 36, and I know a lot of other countries did too.
You know, I think we would have to end it literally... Like, when he won and was appointed chancellor.
Yeah, I say his victory parade.
His victory, and then... that's what you said before.
Yeah,
do his victory parade, and then people would be like, you know, that was kind of an inspiring story. But then... after that, you're like, oh, fuck.
I think it'd be great as a Disney movie... I was kind of thinking when you were saying that of...
Do it like a Pixar movie?
Well, that would be kind of good, too. It immediately made me think of the... And I don't watch it anymore, but Family Guy, they had like the... It was a talk show called Hitler. It's like, now back to Hitler. Oh, yeah. And he had, like, a fucking talk show, like a late night show. But I was also thinking it would probably be, it'd be a great musical. Hitler the Musical.
Didn't they do that? Isn't that the show that they do in The Producers?
Is it?
I think it's called Springtime for Hitler.
Oh, I don't even know. I have not seen The Producers.
Let's see. Yeah, Springtime for Hitler. Oh, well, a gay romp with... Yeah, Springtime for Hitler, a gay romp with Adolf and Eva at Berchtesgaden.
Uh-huh. Not Berghoff?
No. Yeah, that's what they... Because they were trying to make the worst musical possible. So they made a Hitler musical. But I think... Okay, what if you made a movie, a Pixar movie, and it was... It's not people. Let's say it's like bunnies. We'll say bunnies, because bunnies are pretty cute. Everybody loves a bunny.
That's true, yeah.
So let's make it like bunnies. And it's basically the story of Hitler up until he got elected. He won as chancellor. Like, you know, like, obviously you don't make it Germany and, like, you change it around a little bit. But still, like, it's the story of Hitler. Everybody would probably find that very inspirational.
Yeah.
I would love to make that, win an Academy Award, and then go up there and be like, you guys do realize this is the story of Hitler, right? I just want to clarify that. This movie is based on the life story of Hitler.
It'd be kind of awesome.
I mean, we left out all the bad stuff, but I think then you can see, then it makes sense why people followed him. Because he had such a good backstory.
That's true. They were like, what an inspiration.
Yeah. And like they were hurting after World War I, and then they were like, this guy came from nothing. He's a really good speaker.
He yells a lot, but yeah. What are you gonna do?
But that's how Germans speak. I think.
In general. They do yell quite a bit.
So I mean, granted, Hitler was a terrible person. Just terrible. But when you think about his backstory itself, it's almost like you're like, I can relate to a lot of that. And then all of a sudden, he's like, and he believed Jews were inferior and wanted to exterminate them and create a master race. And that's where everybody goes, yeah, he's a terrible guy.
Yeah, he had people do medical experiments and sewed people together and... He was kind of a maniac.
Yeah, there was some fucked up shit to him, but for the first, you know, part of his life, you're kind of like, you know, he's kind of relatable. He overcame a lot of obstacles, and then I think it's Hitler to me is just a fascinating character in history.
Yeah. Yeah, no argument there. He's, I mean, he will probably forever be one of the most fascinating people in history.
Yeah.
And for good or for worse, for worse, obviously, but, he will probably forever be one of the most influential people ever.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even you know, no matter what, like people bring up, they're like, well, you know, what such and such that guy, he's kind of a crazy dictator over there in some shitty country. You know, you don't want him getting a big head. He could be like Hitler.
Yeah,
you know, he'll start taking over other countries. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Frank Costanza on dictators.
Yeah.
I feel weird because I just want to make sure people know that I'm not like in favor of Hitler. I'm just, you know, he just has an interesting backstory that I think you wouldn't get evil dictator from.
Well, I think that anyone
to a certain point, like if you hit the major points, you'd be like, yeah, you know.
I think anyone that argues that he doesn't have an interesting story is just lying because they're, you know, they're just like, well, he's a bad person, but, you know, they're blinded by the fact that he's so terrible.
Yeah.
Which is true. He's very, very, very terrible, but still interesting.
I think the fact that, you know, we could say something, I guess, potentially nice about Hitler says that we're very kind people. You know, because whenever they're trying to do conflict resolution, they sit the people down and they're like, okay, say something nice about him. And now you say something nice back about the other person. And, you know, maybe if Hitler just sat down with somebody and they were like, okay, you say something nice about him. And what do you think somebody would say if Hitler came back today? Let's just say Hitler appears out of nowhere. And he wants to improve himself. And we're in therapy with him for whatever reason. We're all in group therapy with Hitler. And they're like, say something nice about Hitler. Do you compliment his mustache? Because I think that's what I go for.
I would probably say the mustache. I might say, you know, you're a very good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you carry yourself in a very strong light, strong. You have a very strong presence, sir. I don't know.
Love.
I mean, the haircut. I don't think so.
No,
not very good.
No.
Although back then, like, no one really had a good haircut back then, though.
Well, that's, yeah. His was really kind of weird, but.
It was a weird haircut.
Would you compliment him on being like, hey, good job, like, you know, getting the milk for free? You waited to the last minute with Eva Braun. That was good thinking.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to tie this guy down. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no one's going to tie the Fuhrer down. I don't know. I bet he was Ava's bitch.
I don't know. Well, the other thing was that they were like 10 things you don't know about Hitler. Like, he may not have been as interested in women or whatever. And I was like, oh, we knew that. I read about separate bed shit, so.
The whole thing, him being, like, gay. But people, it doesn't matter who it is. If it's someone famous or someone noteworthy, they're just like, he's gay. You didn't know it. He was a homosexual. And I'm like, Not every famous dictator was gay.
See, I wasn't even thinking he was gay. I was just assuming Hitler was asexual.
Maybe.
And he just, like, had no interest in sex for whatever reason.
I don't necessarily think he had no interest. I think that maybe he just was so preoccupied with himself and so in love with what he was doing that was probably secondary. He was probably just like, he probably had some urge for it deep down, but, you know, it was probably rare, and he was probably more into what he was doing rather than what anything Ava had to offer him.
Yeah. Or, like, somebody showed him, like, an SI for kids, and it freaked him out and scarred him for life, and he was like, I don't want to see that weird shit.
Like, I thought I was going to see Michael Jordan. there was the vagine.
But instead I saw a dirty anus. I do not like this.
Oh.
I do not want to stick my wiener there.
Where is the article about the Detroit of Red Wings?
What? I want to know more about the Washington Wizards.
The Washington Wizards. Formerly the Bullets, but Washington is too violent, so they changed the name in a really lame way.
Don't you think so, Stalin?
I know. Let's curb gun violence. Let's change the name from the bullets to the wizards.
Yeah.
And make everyone just not care about them.
So enough about Hitler.
Yeah.
Good thing I recorded all that.
That's good.
So how are you? We won't actually bother starting the episode because we're like 20 minutes in. We won't do an official introduction.
Yeah, there's no need. That's all right.
So, but what's new with you, sir?
I don't know. Not much. The same old, just working my ass off as usual. Mm-hmm. It's not very interesting. But one cool thing is that for Dan's local noir that we talked about in previous episodes, we are going up to Rob's camp in New Hampshire this weekend and going to film out in the woods and stuff. And I'm more so really just interested in kind of, not that I'm not interested going up there, but as kind of a getaway.
Mm.
And, I'm going to go up there and I still have not shot my new shotgun. So I'm going to do that.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm going to hang out. I'm going to go swimming in the lake. I'm going to shoot all my guns and just hang out with people and actually take a weekend off, which will be nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Should be good.
Now, are you guys staying at the camp?
Yeah, I guess we're going to sleep there. We're going to sleep in the cabins or something.
So is the camp not open right now?
No, they don't have... They don't stay over on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, we're going to go up Friday night and stay. I think I'm going up Friday night. I'm going to stay over because Rob wants to hang out. And I don't get to see Rob too much anyway. So, I'm going to stay over Friday night. And I might come home Saturday night and just chill out all Sunday. I'm not sure yet. But that's kind of what I'm doing. I don't want to stay up there necessarily two nights. Plus, I don't want to bring Cosmo, so...
Yeah. And you're moving.
And I'm moving, yeah. New apartment.
Which, I don't think I ever replied to it. Because you texted me when I was visiting... My family was visiting and everything, I think. But... You thought you had a closet, but it turned out to be another floor of the house?
So, yeah, All right, so we got this new apartment, right? And the landlords are Asian and not the best with English. And so their little tour of the apartment... I mean, first off, the current tenants were... still had all this shit in there. So like I didn't go digging through everything and you know, it was just kind of a run through, right? And they kind of like, "Oh, here's this room." Yeah, I'm going to do a really patronizing Asian accent, which I probably shouldn't do, but you know, like, "Oh, here's this room, here's this, you know, kitchen." You know, and just very general, which is fine, you know. And so, you know, in my room, which was the baby's room, or formerly a baby's room, because let me tell you, this room, I was very, how do I put it, anxious about this room. It was small, or it is small. I mean, it didn't get bigger, but like, I was very much like, a little anxious about living in this room because it was like light, like baby blue, but with like butterflies and bees and a worm and with like inch markers on it. So it was an inchworm. Get it? This was all painted on the wall. Now, in addition to that, you know my opinion of worms.
I don't know, like, if I do know your opinion of worms.
I really don't. I'm kind of afraid of them. I won't say I'm afraid. I have a phobia of worms or things, animals without eyes. They freak me out. I can't deal with it. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't say that there's anything I'm afraid of, but if you were like to pick up a worm and hold it, like I would run away.
It just it gives you the heebie-jeebies, basically.
There are not too many things in this world that bother me. I have seen some horrific shit, and it just doesn't compare. I can't even look at them. It just freaks me out. So anyways, this worm, it had a face though. Like it does, and it was a cartoon worm, you know, like one of those little cartoon worms that come out of the apple.
Okay.
So whatever.
But it wasn't that bad.
No, but I painted over him first because I didn't want him there. I covered him up right away.
You were like, stop looking at me.
Yeah, no, I don't like him.
Don't but judge me.
There was also like these mushrooms with faces on them. Like it looked like I was like, what? I think I asked who had this room before. Was it Hunter S. Thompson? But it was like, it was weird. It was a troubling room. But now it's all covered up, and I just got to finish up with my last coat of paint.
Did you take any pictures before you covered it up?
There are some pictures, yes. Okay. So maybe we can put those up.
Yeah, I want to see the mushrooms with the face.
I think we have pictures of them. It was weird. I don't like it. But anyways, so yeah, I was very anxious about that.
Can you imagine if you just didn't have time to paint and like you had to move right away and you guys move in and then you just get shit faced one night and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're just like, what? Chris, get in.
I probably would have freaked out. I would have freaked out.
Chris barges in. You're just curled up in the corner hugging Cosmo.
Cosmo's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
He's like, get out of the way. You just kick in the wall.
Oh, it was bad. But anyways, so we went over to kind of look everything back over what we had to do once we're, you know, they cleared out of the apartment, the old people.
Wait.
We already signed the lease.
Okay, this is after you signed the lease, but wait. The old people, like, you mean, like, the old tenants, or the old tenants were old people?
No, the old tenants.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I thought there was a baby.
Well, I actually don't think they had a baby. I think that the people that were in there moved in, and I think they used that room for almost, like, storage, or they just had, like, a futon in there or something.
And they just never painted over it?
Never painted it.
Okay.
So,
because I was writing a really sad story about two old people that like had a baby and then lost the baby, and then they just left the room with the creepy mushrooms in it.
Yeah,
for like 50 years.
Well, because I found a like someone painted it for them for the kid, whoever it was, whenever it was, because there was like a date on it, and it was like for Zoe. 2006. So it's been there for a while. But anyways. So yeah, so we went over and I brought Cosmo over because I want him to get used to the apartment. And he's in my room and he runs into my closet and he disappears. And I'm like, Cosmo, what's going on? So I went and found him. I went to go find him, and I look in, and my closet was not a closet at all. It was a stairway going up to a third floor with another room in there, which you can only get to through my closet.
Wow, what a find.
Yeah, it was really, really weird.
Is it like a finished room?
Yeah. Yeah, like there's a rug and it's painted and there's outlets and a window. And I mean, it's not like big and it's not really nice, but it's a room. Like I'm thinking of putting my desk up there with my computer.
That's pretty nice.
So, like, I can podcast up there, and there's a bunch of shelving that I am going to use for gun stuff. So, like, it's going to be like a gun slash podcast room.
Nice.
So,
okay, now, yeah. If you put that stuff in there, is there enough room for, like, a sleeping bag?
I was waiting for that. Yes, I think there would be enough room for a sleeping bag.
Okay.
So, yes, it could be a gun room, podcast room, slash Keith stays over room.
Keith sleeps here in Hamburg room.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah, it's not bad, though. It's all carpeted and everything. It's nice. I mean, like, I figured I just had this really tiny room with a closet. But now I have two rooms. No, I still don't have a closet, mind you.
Right.
But I have two rooms, so...
You know what you do, though?
How can I really be upset?
Because, I mean, you don't use your closet too much just to hang up, like, your work shirts and stuff, right?
Yeah, work shirts, jerseys, coats, stuff like that.
So you just get one of those,
Detention rods?
Well, yeah, you could do that, too. I was going to say you just get one of those, Like the racks that you can get for the, like, laundry room that's on a roller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just use that. When we were living with my soon-to-be mother-in-law, I had that for my, for all my work shirts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll just do that.
And that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be too bad. No closet, but yeah, I'll deal with it. I'll take it.
Yeah, but I mean, you get two rooms for the price of one small one.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still two small rooms. Like, it's not like the other. It's not like the other room is big or anything, but it's still.
It's another room.
It's another room. Like, I can put stuff in there. So not a big deal.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So you okay? So the closet door, what you thought was the closet, was closed though, and you were like, "I don't want to peek into these people's stuff."
Yeah, or they had, like, some stuff in there or whatever. Like, see, the funny thing is that there's, like, a – I don't want to call it a door, but it's, like, a collapsible door kind of that can go over where the opening where the stairs are in the closet area. I'm still calling it a closet, but in, like, the doorway.
Okay.
So I don't know if they had that in the way, but – I mean, either way, I didn't take a good look at it. None of us did, because when Cosmo disappeared in that closet, none of us had any idea where he went.
Okay. So you were... Because you just assumed that it was the closet.
Yeah.
And you don't need a lot of closet space, so you were like, well, I'm sure it's fine.
Right, exactly. So, like, I didn't check it out. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It's a closet. I'll hang my shit in there. That's no big deal. But,
and then there's another room.
Another room.
Nice. Up
the stairs. Yeah, it's weird. It's very, very, very weird. But good. You know, it's an added bonus.
Yeah. We sent out save the dates today.
Oh, really?
Yes. I had a moment this morning because we were closing them up. To mail out, and I had a damp paper towel that I was running along the glue of the envelope because I didn't want to lick it, and it was still early, and I didn't have the saliva for it, you know.
Yeah, you used it up too much last night.
I didn't drink enough water in addition to the wine that I was drinking, so it wasn't really there.
Gotcha.
Plus, I didn't. Feel like tasting the glue of 20-something envelopes.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound good.
So I was using that because I figured it would be easier than licking all the envelopes. Or a bunch of them because we split them. And Rachel did that a couple times, and then she started just licking the envelopes. And I had a moment, and I said a little prayer, and I said, "Dear God, please don't let the glue on these envelopes be really cheap."
And toxic.
So that she dies. Like
George's. Rachel be like Susan.
Yeah, like Susan did in Seinfeld. God, I hope you saw Seinfeld. I mean, first of all, because it's hilarious. But second of all, so that you get this reference and you make sure it doesn't happen.
Because unlike George, I actually do love my fiance.
Yeah, I do actually want to get married. So please don't, please let nothing bad happen with this glue. Thanks.
I'm not a huge fan of the last episode of Seinfeld, but one of my favorite parts is when they bring the doctor back and they're like, what would you say his reaction was? And he calls it restrained jubilation. They use that doctor a bunch too. It's the same one with the Junior Mint too. And I think he's in a couple others.
Is he? He probably is. I don't remember the last episode of Seinfeld that well.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? The thing is that no matter what they did, it wasn't going to be that great. Just unless I felt like they should have just done a regular episode. But like a lot of people like to shit on the last episode of Seinfeld and be like, it wasn't good. It didn't wrap anything up, blah, blah, blah. Like it was just dumb. But like I can't necessarily think of a better way to do it. Like it was what it was. If you were going to have a last episode, that's the way it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like I'm not really sure that you could have done much else.
Yeah, I don't know what else you really could have done. Like it, and I like that they ended it with the same conversation that started the show.
Oh yeah, about the button.
Yeah, and they were talking about the button, and they're like, "Didn't we do this again? Didn't we talk about this already?" And it's like, "Well, we talked about everything that we could have possibly talked about."
Yeah, I love the occasional moments when they're conscious of the conversations that they have, like that, like where they repeat the same one, or there's one that always sticks out in my mind when they're talking about some like a woman and her reactions to them telling jokes, and like she reached out and touched their arm or their leg or something, and George is like, oh, I love when they do that. Why is that? And Jerry's just like, let's not even analyze it. It's just like we go into the extreme detail about every possible scenario. You know what? Let's not even get into it.
Yeah, we should probably do that more on this show.
What? Not just
just be like, you know what? Yeah, let's just not go into that whole bit, that whole thing on Hitler. Let's just not go into it. We'll go into it anyway.
Wait, what do you gotta do?
I had a moment. We picked up some Chipotle today.
Oh yeah, Chipotle.
And walking out of Chipotle, there were these two guys. I mean, them not being from Boston, I would still describe them as yeah dudes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. But the one guy saying to the other guy, yeah, no, there's this in China, there's this algae that grows in the water and is so thick that you could just scoop it up. And then he trails off because we've walked far away from him. But I was just like, that sounds like a conversation Greg and I would have. I'd be like, hey, Greg, check this out. I was doing some research. There's this algae. Isn't that fucked up? Fucked up algae.
Like, even though in theory you could scoop up pretty much any algae.
Yeah. This algae's fucked up. It's like that goo in Ghostbusters 2. Let's riff on this for a while.
Disgusting algae. What a. You want to talk about dry topics?
Talk about the shit that doesn't have eyes.
You know what freaks me out? Speaking of the ocean,
blind people?
No, they have eyes.
But they can't see.
It's different. Their eyes just don't work.
What if they if they have two glass eyes?
That might bother me a little bit. Yeah, that would probably bother me a little bit.
Okay.
I'm okay with one glass eye.
Because presumably the other eye can still see.
Yes. And I guess... No, the no eyes thing. You know what? No, that would bother me. if they had no eyes, that I don't care if they originally did, if they got plucked out by a ninja or something, it would bother me.
Plucked out by a ninja.
It's possible.
I don't think it is.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Can you? Oh my god. I would love to see you rise to a position of management in a company, and you have to interview people. Stellar candidate, but he's blind, and he has two glass eyes. And you're like, so I'm just curious. What happened to your eyes? And he's like, well, he's walking down the street in Quincy. And well, you're like, hey, I was there. I'm from there.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, no, great place. Except all of a sudden, I was over by, you know, what used to be...
The Super 88.
Yeah, Super 88. And Ninja came out of nowhere, plucked out my eyes.
Yeah.
And Greg's like, I knew that would happen one day.
You know what? If he had a story as good as that, I might consider hiring him. But if he didn't, if he was like, yeah... this horrific car accident, lost both my eyes, I'd be like, no, no, thank you. Can't do it.
What if he was a kid, though? What if he was like, I got hit by a car as a kid? You'd still be like, no, no, no. But if plucked out by ninjas.
No. No. Like, if he... Here's the thing. If he had no eyes, I'm not hiring him. Can't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
But if he had no eyes, and the reason is because they were plucked out by ninjas, I would consider still hiring him because of the story.
Because he got attacked by ninjas. And you would take him around with you and be like, hey, Jim, tell that story about when you were in Quincy by the Super 88. Tell that story again.
Yeah. And I'm not even like one of those guys that's like wicked into ninjas or fucking samurai swords or anything like that. It's just that if he had a story as good as that, then I would be willing to accept it. But other than that, no eyes is not for me. I don't like anything with no eyes. One eye is okay.
Okay. Nerd. I can't.
They have to have a working eye.
I really hope that story happens, though, and then you're like, I knew it! I saw it coming!
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
I knew it was going to happen someday.
No, no offense. No offense.
Yeah. Nah. These people. The no eyes.
I wonder if anybody really has no eyes.
Well, I'm sure there's someone, you know. What about the homeless guy that got eaten by the guy in Miami? I think he lost both his eyes.
Did he?
I thought so.
All right.
I'm sure that there are people with no eyes, but you know, I'm sure they're all gangly looking and not good.
Like, more is wrong with them than the no-eye thing?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of other issues.
Okay.
Like, I don't like the idea that a person could have the same amount of eyes as a sea cucumber. Okay. And I don't like sea cucumbers. They shouldn't exist. Neither should worms. Or slugs. It's just not for me.
You know, Greg really had an uplifting story. He could have been a Pixar movie. And then he said he didn't like slugs and, you know, tried to kill him by the thousands. It was really downhill from there.
You know, there's like that one day in the spring when all the worms come out? You know how like
all of a sudden there's just a shitload of them?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like there's like one big rain and then like all the worms seem to be out.
Yeah, you call in sick that day?
Yeah, typically I don't leave my house that day. I'm not joking. Like, if I go outside and I'm like, oh, shit, like, I'll call in sick. Because I don't want to have to go out that day. Like, it's just, it's not for me.
That's all right.
I know, it's not normal. It's a problem.
Like, I don't... I don't like spiders.
Yeah.
Because spiders...
Too many eyes?
Well, it's... I don't like... Spiders in particularly bother me because of the crawling, like, just the crawling around, like, that they could crawl on you while you're asleep. And, like, I read, like, a fact somewhere that, like, in your lifetime you'll eat 3 spiders in your sleep, and, like, that freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it's just, like, and I think I saw a trailer for Arachnophobia when I was very young, and that...
Yeah.
That had a big impact. Yeah, I just... Spiders and the just crawling and invading and the biting, and it's just, it's not good. It's not for me. But you're like, worms, fuck them. They don't bother me, I don't bother them, but still, fuck them.
No, they freak me out. Freak me out. And, like, it's not even, like, the shape or anything. Like snakes don't bother me. I almost like snakes.
Because they have eyes.
They have eye. They have definable features. They have eyes. They have a nose. They have a mouth, and a tongue, and teeth. You know, I can see things on a snake, but not a worm.
So is it like that? You don't know how worms survive?
I don't even want to think about how they survive.
Like, is it just because you're like, where's your mouth? Where's your eyes? You don't make any sense.
No, you just, I mean.
You're like a really skinny dick crawling around in the dirt. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of my, like, angry, grumpy white man to an extreme where it's like, I don't get it, so I don't like it kind of thing.
All right.
I mean, maybe that's part of it, but it freaks me. Just the thought of anything without eyes just freaks me out. I just can't do it. Like, No. And you know what? I don't even necessarily have to see it. See the eyes. Like, for instance, like a snail, right? Snails have eyes. They got the little things that stick up. The little antenna guys there. Yeah. They got eyes on those things.
Yeah.
And, like, if you were to tell me, be like, yeah, those are just, like, for sensing, and they don't have eyes, it would probably freak me out. But because I know that they do actually have eyes, I'm okay with it. Like, snails don't bother me nearly as much as, like, slugs or anything do, because I know they have eyes.
Okay.
I know. I don't know. It's weird. It's not normal.
I don't know why I'm bothering to try to understand this.
No, it's an irrational fear. There's no reason. Like, there's nothing that's going to make sense about it.
Because most fear comes from, you know, dying.
Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with that. Because I'm really not afraid of dying. I just am kind of afraid of things that don't have eyes. And nothing that doesn't have eyes I don't think can kill me.
Maybe it's because you feel you can't look them in the eye, and therefore, like, you don't know what they're thinking. Like, maybe. You're wondering if that worm is thinking something bad about you.
I don't know.
You can't tell. You're just like, is that worm thinking bad shit about me?
See, I also don't really care that much about, I mean, not that I don't like animals, because I do like animals, especially certain animals. But in general, like, they don't really, I don't know, I don't get too attached to them unless I own them. Okay. Unless their name's Cosmo.
So unless they're one very specific animal.
Yeah. Because, like, people get all, like, bent out of shape about, like, dogs and stuff, like, got to adopt dogs, got to do, and I'm like, yeah, that's good. Like, I agree with that. Like, you should probably adopt dogs, but I'm not going to get all worked up about it because I love my dog, but I don't love all dogs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very picky and unreasonable, and I understand that.
That's fine. That's what happens when you get old.
I know, and it's happening. And I don't like it.
We're just both becoming old, stubborn white men.
Yeah. And by becoming, you mean just growing into it.
Yeah. That's it for But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And remember, folks, no regrets, and if you're going to get married, don't skimp on the invitations.